the presence of man. Within the hall dedicated to human activity, we will see, among others, an exhibit devoted to the Camaldolese monks of Lake Vigre. Here we will find some fragments of old ceramics found in a monastery, a model of an iron kiln, and we can hear a legend which explains how the laverite appeared in the waters of Lake Vigre. But before we learn about recent history, it is worth to get familiar with even a very short version of the history of the entire region, which will help us realize how through the span of centuries the landscape was shaped through the influence of man. As we already know, the first inhabitants of the area around Lake Vigre, as far back as 10,000 years ago, were people who followed the herds of reindeer here. The evidence of their life, the stone tools made by them, are the oldest archaeological findings in this area. During the Middle Ages, the area was inhabited by Jotvingians, one of the West Baltic tribes. After the Jotvingians were defeated in 1283 by Teutonic knights, the region around Lake Vigre became an uninhabited forest for nearly two centuries. The old Jotvingian lands started finally being colonized in the 15th century by Lithuanian dukes. Use of the forest's riches were granted to foresters and loyal subjects, wild beekeepers, haycutters, woodcutters, and pitchburners. The activity of the order of Camaldolese monks was also of great significance, after they were granted the island of Vigre, along with its surrounding forest in 1667. The monks started new holdings, villages, and pitch production sites. In 1796, the Prussian authorities confiscated all church property, including that in possession of the monks of Lake Vigre. After 1815, the Suwałki region found itself within the boundaries of the Kingdom of Poland. Until the middle of the 19th century, the process of colonizing the area around Lake Vigre was completed, and the resulting network of settlements, with some small changes, has survived until today. A large three-dimensional picture of the courtyard of the monastery on the island of Vigre reminds us that for nearly 130 years this area was ruled by the Camaldolese friars. The monastery complex created by the order is one of the most beautiful monuments and also the biggest tourist attraction of the region. However, the church and the monastery have a turbulent history. The monastery was funded by King John Casimir during the second half of the 17th century. In the year 1800, the Prussian occupiers forced the monks to leave Vigre, and a diocese was established here, but after 20 years it was moved to Seine. During the 19th century, the monastery's buildings were slowly looted and taken apart. At the time of the start of World War I, the only things left on the hill were the church and the presbytery. During military action in 1915, the church was devastated by the German army. Between the wars, the church was rebuilt. In 1944, the church was seriously damaged in a bombardment by a Soviet army. In 1946, efforts began once more to rebuild the church, and in the 1960s, the reconstruction of the monastery was initiated. It became the seat of the House of Creative Work of the Ministry of Culture and the Arts. Right now, since the expiring of the lease agreement, the entire area is managed by the church, and the monastery complex has been renamed the Vigre Areopagus of New Evangelization. A restored Baroque church, hermitages, clock tower, and other buildings can now be toured here. In June of 1999, Pope John Paul II rested here during his pilgrimage. Boat cruises of Lake Vigre leave from the pier located on the peninsula.